Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, here we go. 3, 2, 1. Broadcasting live from an undisclosed location in the universe. Welcome to WithInsightsRadio.com, your source for achieving self-discovery and inspiration. With your hosts, Iggy Garcia, David Tucros, Katie Singing Eagle. The call-in number is 646-595-3440. So kick back and relax and enjoy the show.
Welcome to With Insights Radio. I'm your host, Iggy Garcia. I'm here with Katie Singing Eagle and David Tucros.
Hey!
And we are live here in Columbus, Ohio. We have our friend Victor, who's visiting us from Youngstown State, far, far away. That's, what, 2.5 hours? Something like that?
3 hours.
But,
how do you say welcome? Bienvenidos?
Bienvenidos. So we want to welcome him to the studio. He's kind of listening and watching us as we're talking. He won't be able to hear the listeners probably, but he can hear what we're saying. So, anyhow, welcome, guys. How are you?
Hey, awesome.
Good.
Wow.
Great weekend coming off of. Just,
yeah, still vibrating.
Yeah. It's real powerful, the drumming we did.
It was.
Yes, it was. Yes.
Yeah. We had our shaman walk on Saturday.
Yeah, and that was beautiful,
down
too.
To Ash Cave, and kind of had a preview of what was going on there. Got to tour the grounds and look around and check it out.
Yeah, it was a beautiful day on Saturday too. Sunny, warm.
Mm-hmm.
Skies were bright.
It was what? Someone said it was like almost 50 some degrees.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It was even warmer the next day.
Yeah.
So that's typical Ohio weather.
Yeah, it was a blessing in disguise because we were just like, man.
Yeah,
it's wind, dead of winter. You never know. But, you know, all our winter gatherings have been really good. They've been like really, you know, nice.
They have a different feel than the summer and the spring ones, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And you even remarked that it felt different this time.
Yeah, it felt real different.
Yeah.
Yeah, you all had your shoes off.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't take that chance because my feet get cold.
My feet were cold, you know, especially when we're doing the really cold winter one.
Mm-hmm.
They're not as cold. But they were really cold this time. I was like, man, that's really cold over here. You know, that was my toes are getting cold. I'm getting older or something.
Maybe that's it. I don't know. But it was nice. We had a real nice turnout. I think some folks came down who hadn't been before,
mm-hmm.
At least to the winter one, just because the weather was so good. And we had the shelter house, so we had a nice fire there and food available and just a real good fellowship time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And I think one of the interesting things, too, was that as we started posting our pictures and videos on Facebook, another person who was there who wasn't in our group at all kind of hooked up with that, and she had video and photos of us.
Really?
From her point of view, yeah. She had a long shot from when she was standing by the ice mound there that forms when the falls come down.
Okay.
And she was looking back at our circle, and I'm up on top of the rock doing my thing, you know, doing my dance. So it's got a whole big panorama of our circle, and then I'm up there on the rock. And it's just really, really good point of view. And
that's cool.
She said she wants to be involved with any other kind of drummings that we're doing. So
yeah, and I got a lot of people sending me messages. Oh, I wish I would have gone. La 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 la.
They always say that afterwards.
Right.
We thought it was going to rain. We thought it was too cold.
I'm like, get up and get out. Yeah. No matter. They always think something
in there.
Knock some of
those cobwebs off.
Yeah.
The very first time I went was when Bob Clift and I put that together for the first time, and I had no idea what was going on, but there was an ice storm here, and everyone was like, oh, I don't think I'll go in the ice storm. 10 minutes outside of town, it opened up, it was nice, you know, and that was a beautiful time that day.
It's always like that when we go to Ash Cave, though, or anywhere in Hocking Hills. It could be miserable here, but when we get there, it's like, you know, sunshine, and the clouds are opening.
That's right. So follow your spirit, people.
Yeah. It was awesome.
Go with your intuition. You know, what first hits you is you say, oh, I want to go. And then you look out, oh, I'm still going to go. Yeah, don't chicken out.
Right.
It was a blast. I had a great time. Totally amazing.
Right.
So did I. And we had about 55 people at one time, but I think we had over 60 people.
Wow.
Sounds
especially
about right.
When there was, you know, the visitors to the cave and stuff stopping by and and looking and all that. So,
well, for the first time, we put out a sign, too, that said this is a Native American church ceremony in progress, Condor Eagle Chapter House of the Nemenha. just to kind of put our stamp on it. And so if anyone's just wandering by, it's just not like a bunch of wild people just kind of having whatever's going on, although we are.
Bunch of crazy hippies taking over the cave.
And a lot of sage and stuff being
burned.
And, you know.
What's that smell, Martha?
Yeah. That happened to us last fall, remember?
Yeah.
That happened. Park ranger came by.
No,
you guys burning over there.
Sweet grass up here? What kind of sweet grass are you talking about? Nope.
Well, we got kids here.
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, we're like burning sage. And
we're like, yeah, me too.
Yeah, so we are family friendly. You know,
yes.
We always insist upon that, and we're responsible for the actions and behaviors of our guests. So we wanted to place them under the umbrella of the Nemaha, too, just because when they come into our ceremony, they are in our church and they are in our custody or our, you know, we're custodians of the proceedings then, you know,
right.
And they are under our protection as well, you know, so
mm-hmm.
just wanted to put that official stamp on it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I think people were really cognitive and they were really respectful of that because they saw that.
Because mm-hmm.
it says in progress.
So. Yeah, yeah.
So that gave, and then if one of the rangers were to come by like they did last time,
mm-hmm.
it lets them know what's going on. And, mm-hmm. you know, we don't need a permit to hold ceremony in a space like that because that is considered our indigenous ground. We can hold ceremony.
You're in our church, buddy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Back off. No.
Yeah, and how many years have we been there now?
About four.
4 years?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That was our fourth anniversary there.
Nice.
If I'm not mistaken. So, yeah.
Because I didn't go to the very first one.
Right.
Because you guys were all ran off, and it was kind of like spontaneous.
It was pretty spontaneous, yeah.
Yeah.
We just threw it out there, and maybe a dozen or maybe close to 20 people showed up, I think, all together. But that was the first time that we started to see orbs and spirit energy. And, I mean, there was one picture we took from there that was so cloudy, it looked like fog, and there was no fires burning
at all. Did you see that mist?
Yeah.
I don't know if that was from all the sage we were burning or what, but people said they could smell it clear down to the parking lot.
Yeah. Yeah.
The wind was blowing it that way.
There was a lot of orbs in the picture.
Tons of orbs.
This time around.
Tons of animals on the walls, and people took pictures.
In the ice,
it was amazing.
And everywhere. Yeah. It was powerful.
Saw buffalo, dolphins, whales.
Mm-hmm.
No, we weren't high, people.
No. That's right.
We actually were drunk in the spirit, man. That's how we did it.
Yeah.
This is
good
beautiful.
Time.
Yeah.
Good time.
And then, of course, we always drum and we dance and we do our thing, so it's a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm.
We just be free. You know, you can kind of let yourself be led by spirit. You know, and when any one of us get out there, it's not that we're putting on a performance. We're just opening ourselves up and letting mm-hmm. our heart pour out, you know, in our in our actions and in what we do, you know. It's not going by any script or by any even real ceremonial tradition that we have. We're creating our own traditions as we go, basically. You know, we're just being open. And that's how traditions get started.
Right.
Somebody goes out there and does something that affects other people, too, and they get, that's a good thing. Let's start doing that, you know. So,
Because if you don't, it gets lost.
Right.
You know, if you don't share traditions and either oral or, you know, a physical movement of tradition, it just becomes hearsay. It becomes something that maybe they did this, you know.
And you get mm-hmm. locked into it, you know, and it dies. Anything
mm-hmm.
that's not given the life and the light of spirit, it dies. So,
absolutely.
You know, we're not exclusionists. We include everybody. I made that announcement, as a matter of fact, when we were starting. I told people, I said, we're the Condor Eagle Chapter House of the Nemaha. We're inclusive. We invite you to come join us if you wish. Take pictures.
Mm-hmm.
We want to share what we have to offer. So,
yeah, we actually got to powwow also together. That was really powerful.
Mm-hmm.
Then we did the healing drumming ceremony at the end, which is kind of always how we close off.
Powwow is where we gather around the drum as many people as want to or can with
mm-hmm.
one mallet, and we start beating in one beat.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, just the journeying that happens with that, you know, as you get into the moment and into the spirit of it, you know, it's people, they have amazing experiences.
Yeah. Well, I always do.
Yeah.
You get channel, I always hear music.
Mm-hmm.
I always hear music from somewhere else, you
music
know.
Music or voices or singing bowl sound when nobody's got one.
Yeah. What's her name? Had her singing bowl, the big glass singing bowl. Maggie had her big glass singing bowl. But it sounded like there was something else with her singing bowl going on, and it wasn't Cindy or anybody playing their singing bowl, but I heard voices, And I usually try to pick up and sing along with what I hear, and which was nice, and I did a couple of times. And then it was so good to hear another one of our sisters sing and hear her voice, because she's kind of a shy person. Mm-hmm. Even though she does sing in recordings to sing out with our group now. So
yeah,
and it was good
great.
To she found her voice in our group, so that was wonderful.
I don't know. You just smiled.
Yeah, so we're all still just enjoying that feeling and looking forward to the next one. Kind of looking out on our calendar, it's going to be Mother's Day Sunday in May. Mm-hmm. We're going to be doing it. I really didn't pick it on purpose for Mother's Day, but, you know, it might be a good day to go there. Bring your mother.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Come and share. And
what are we doing
honor.
Again, David?
I'm sure my mother will be there in spirit.
Yeah.
Mine will be there in spirit, too.
Be a big bright orb that will land right on your head. But no.
Did you see that big orb on the ground?
Yeah.
That thing was
Catherine's
huge,
mother.
Man.
Uh-huh.
I was like, and it looked like a drum at first.
Yeah,
it was
I
so solid.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
That was, you were talking about
this
time around. Yeah, I saw quite a bit of things this time around.
I was like, that's not a drum. That's,
and
that's
I saw
an orb
quite
with
a few
smiley face on
like flashes of light here and there. So,
you know what I noticed yesterday was, as loud as we were and as much as we drummed, it felt like it was quiet and silent. For me, that was my experience. It was like really, it was
I agree.
Silent. But loud. You know what I'm saying? I mean, can silent be loud? I don't know. But that's how it felt to me. It was like, couldn't hear anything at the same time as you heard the beats. It was
It was
really
almost muffled a little bit, you know, as you got further away. Or we've had that place just rocking.
Yeah.
Vibrating, and it was a little soft.
It was just really intense how I was feeling the energy yesterday. Like, I didn't feel anything negative.
No.
I didn't feel anything from the earth, like she was crying or anything. She was really happy to see us.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I believe that's true.
But today I felt like, oh, so sore right here. Like, she really, like, sent me some love, heart energy, like right between my sternum and my rib cage. It's just like really tender. It's like, oh, feels good to rub, you know?
Yeah.
I was like, man, I was either, Kate and I were talking about, you were letting go or putting in or both.
there's going on. There's
give a little, take a little.
So that's kind of what I felt today. So it's pretty amazing. So the call-in number, folks, is 646-595-3440. Again, that's 646-595-3440. You can call in with some questions that you may have about what we do here on With Insights Radio. Or we can give you a reading if you want. Mm-hmm. Just kind of a little popcorn reading. We ask that you keep your questions to one.
Is it buttered popcorn?
I've got fudge chocolate buttered popcorn.
Oh, wow. That's good.
It's really good. Chocolate chip drizzled corn. That's what I have on mine.
The things you can do to corn, I'll tell you.
Yeah.
Caramel corn.
Mm-hmm.
That sounds good. I haven't had any of that in a long time. You know how you cut back on stuff and then it's like, oh, I forget what that tastes like.
Yeah.
And then you got to go get you some.
Oh, you reminded me of that. But anyway, yep.
All right, let's take a quick little break, and we'll be right back.
You are listening to WithInsightsRadio.com on the Blog Talk Radio Network, your free online holistic publication resource radio for trusting your intuition, achieving self-discovery, and following your soul self.
WithInsightsRadio.com and WithInsights.com, your free online holistic publication resource magazine for achieving self-discovery and inspiration. Please feel free to explore our daily inspirational quotes and uplifting stories, exclusive interviews with local world-known inspirational leaders.
Welcome back. We are live on the air. I'm Iggy.
I'm David.
I'm Katie.
All right, we're your hosts tonight. And Victor's in the back here, sitting there on his laptop.
Hey, Victor. Can you explain who Victor is to our audience?
Yeah, you can explain to Victor who he is. Victor's our friend. Victor's my friend. Victor, I will describe Victor how I experienced Victor. Victor is a friend who I met several years ago. And through that meeting, it was in the restaurant, right, Victor? We met through the restaurant. And then little by little, we got to meet and talk a little bit. Then he ended up bringing a friend from Peru of his name, Juan Osco, that we all met.
Yes.
And we all got to be part of that, and we all kind of joined forces that day, and
right.
or that weekend, actually, and we shared ceremonies, and we shared different types of belief systems. We actually interviewed him on the radio, too. Remember that?
Mm-hmm.
We did the
yeah.
interview. He got to take part in our ceremonies through the drumming at Mystic Nirvana. That's kind of where his first impression was to meet us, and he actually became adopted minister in the Nemenha Medicine Man, both of you, and Victor and Juan Oscar are both Nemenha medicine men, you know, who represent Nemenha in Peru. Well,
mm-hmm.
Juan Oscar does, and you represent in Youngstown, Ohio. So we're all over the place.
That's right.
Anything you want to add? Anything I missed? Yeah. Yeah, that was a beautiful summer.
It was
a beautiful summer. Where
it was.
We got
you know,
to.
That really is the spirit of our Condor Eagle Lodge, is the condor from the south and the eagle from the north coming together
mm-hmm.
for the fulfillment of that prophecy, that wonderful prophecy.
Yeah,
and awakening.
Absolutely. We have Victor to thank for that. He was actually a big part of that, you know, that fulfilling that prophecy that I've been working on and all of us have been working on. He was kind of like God sent, in a sense. He brought, you know, the other part of what we do
mm-hmm.
and unified that bond, brought us together and got to learn another culture, things that I was already learning
right.
but it was cool to have someone actually come from Peru and watch what we do and see what we're doing. It was interesting when we talked to one else, he'd be like, I'm surprised you guys don't have like this huge practice or whatever. And I said, well, we try to explain to him that it's very different here. It's not like incorporated into the culture like it is in Peru, where, you know, you look for a medicine man or you look for a shaman, somebody who does that kind of work.
Right.
So it's kind of ingrained in our culture and our belief system.
Right.
So for him, it was kind of it was a time for him to learn a new way
right.
and understand, see things from a different view. It was a time for him to take a break, too, from what he was doing.
Right.
That was my understanding of what he would tell me. But it was really cool. And I just talked to him last week. And he's really excited about, you know, us going down to visit him and stuff.
Oh, good.
And he gave me my name. He gave me my shaman name, El Gran Nacho. So, you know, that's a big honor. That's huge. That's huge when it comes from somebody who's from Peru and who's super involved with, you know, all different shamans around the country in Peru
mm-hmm.
and through South America.
Exactly.
I mean, he, for someone to do that, that was never my intention for him to come do that. I wasn't expecting that. So it was a huge blessing. Huge
mm-hmm.
blessing. It was just like, I was like, wow, this is, Spirit is really looking at what we're doing here, the things that we've all worked together.
Right.
And, you know, and Spirit put his hand on us and said, hey, you guys are doing good. And I think he was really impressed the way we all interacted.
Mm-hmm.
I think he really liked that. From the interview I was listening to and remembering, and how we took him to Shrum Mound. He got to drum with you.
Yes.
You guys sang together.
Mm-hmm.
And we were asking him what he thought about the mound and what it looked like to him. He taught us how to do our shaman faces. You remember that?
Yeah, I remember.
How to have our shaman poses.
Yeah.
We had
yeah.
to like, he goes, no, it's got to be from the heart. It's got to be
like an animal.
Fierce.
Yeah. Yeah.
But it was cool. It was really cool. You know, I remember looking at the pictures back, and I'm going, man, I'm much skinnier back then. But it was like, he said, take your shirt off. I'm like, oh, okay. And we're shirtless up there at our drum mound.
Yeah. But
remember?
You have to be that way when you're working with Spirit. You have to be just totally spontaneous or, you know, you're called to be an example or a portal, a channel, you know, for that energy. So you have to be a shapeshifter. You have to be in the flow of the moment and can't have an idea that this is what a shaman is and there's nothing else. Or you have to be open to being wherever and whenever and however you're called to be.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I thought it was cool how he told us that he said that because somebody in our group asked, you know, so what makes somebody a shaman? He says, well, he goes, everybody can be a shaman, but some are born into the position because of their family and through rituals and stuff. And then some are just called, and they know.
Mm-hmm.
And then some are called but never want to do anything about it.
Mm-hmm.
And so it was really interesting to listen to him say that. But he says, we all have the potential to be peacemakers and love, show love and share. That was huge, though.
Yeah.
And you know, when I'm thinking about when I do my work here in Columbus, Ohio, his voice echoes in my head, you know, a lot. And my grandmother's voice echoes. My grandmother was a shaman too. She practiced. She did all the work too. And their voices always ringing in my head, you know. So they're good teachers.
Mm-hmm.
I learned a lot from them because it was about being in the moment and understanding that, you know, our life on this planet is very short, and that we do the work in love, through love. We don't cast spells and we don't put things on people.
Right.
And that's what Juan taught me. He goes, we don't do that. He goes, witches do that.
Yeah.
People go to witches and ask for those kinds of incantations and stuff, but shamans don't do that, he said. Shamans come from a place of love and retrieval and bringing back
right.
the pieces that you've lost and help you. Yeah.
And help you.
So a shaman doesn't go out of the way to you know, because I've had clients ask me to do that, and I'm like, no, I don't do that. You're asking the wrong person to do that.
Mm-hmm.
But so that was a mighty lesson, because it's beautiful to know that someone out there promoting love and promoting harmony and peace on the planet, you know, and he's huge on the prophecy too, and the Condor Eagle prophecy, bringing the North and the South together and bringing that unification, which I was totally impressed.
Right.
You know, so it was nice. It was nice to have, and I want to thank Victor for inviting him to meet us that day. It was pretty amazing. And I think you learned a lot too, because you got to actually stay with him. He stayed with you. So that was probably pretty cool. I think he was in a festival or something. You took him to a festival or something?
Yeah,
you had a festival in downtown Youngstown, okay. Yeah. And, you know, I listened to the interview about him last week, and the one thing that he mentioned that was really interesting was someone had asked about, it's not about how long he works on somebody, it's the quality that
mm-hmm.
he puts into it. So if he works on you 5 minutes and you feel cheated, then there's something in your belief system about
right.
being cheated.
Time equals
yeah.
value.
Yeah.
You know?
No, it's where you're at and how you're balanced out. So it was really interesting. You know, it's about if you're ready.
Right.
For some people, he worked half an hour, you know.
Yeah.
He, mm-hmm. you know, he balanced those swords on their shoulders and they wouldn't fall off. They were like magnets, you know, they flip side. You remember that? And they were just like, and just all kinds of things.
I don't. I remember spending like the quality time, but I didn't. And I didn't understand some of the things he did, but
mm-hmm.
I did feel good afterwards, and especially like with the water and the whatever he was. And I'm like, okay, he's spitting stuff on me.
He's not really spitting.
He's not saying,
I know, but my mind was.
Yeah.
I had to. Let go of my mind
mm-hmm.
and
right.
just take it for
what it is.
Ego parts.
That what it was, because I felt blessed because of it and different afterwards.
Mm-hmm.
So when you let go of the mind and let the spirit take over, then that's when you receive. But when you're there wondering what's going on and your mind's wondering and all that, then you don't get anything out of it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and what's cool is we've planned a trip, Victor and I and another friend, Wilter, and we've planned a trip to go to Peru in June. It's called the Mama Pacha Tour. So we're going to go to Machu Picchu. We're going to go to all these different sacred sites in Peru, and then we're going to end up going to the jungle as well. We're going to go to Tarapoto, and we're going to do... We're going to be with a shaman. What was his name? Alberto Quinteros? I think that's his name. I believe that's his name. We're going to actually go to his retreat center. He has like a little retreat place where you go for 4 days. So we're going to learn some more shamanic practices. We're going to learn about ayahuasca, the plant ayahuasca, how it works. And those who wish to partake in it may do so. And those who want to just do other classes and learn will do so as well.
Right.
So it's not... You're not obligated to do
no.
that. Yeah, you got to take it. No.
Not for everybody. Right.
And so, but the cool thing is we're going to go back to a land that's, you're talking about a culture that's like 5,000 years old, you know, a history,
mm-hmm.
Inca history. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's just things that have been forgotten that some people just held on to.
More has been lost than will ever be known.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
But it's resurgence, you know, and I see that with the work we do, too. You know, we're bringing back indigenous ways.
Mm-hmm.
Aboriginal ways. We're creating new ceremonies too. I was talking about someone about that today too. We're not when I was watching Juan Osco do his work, you know, I'm thinking, well, there are pieces of that I could incorporate with what I do, you
mm-hmm.
know, but at the same time I don't want to do what he does. I
mm-hmm.
want to be able to find my own expression of it, you know, and my own interpretation and my own way of doing
it.
Yeah,
he encouraged that. Remember that? Remember when he told us that? He encouraged us to take what fits into your belief system and then fix. And you're right. You are creating your own ways of doing things. It should be that way.
Right. It's a living thing.
It should, because it's as unique as you are.
Mm-hmm.
It's your own medicine. It's your own belief system and how you use it. You'll always touch people that I might never ever be able to or will never reach.
Right.
You know, that's just how it is. Mm-hmm. All of us who are sitting in this room.
Mm-hmm.
So I find that that's why I like being part of the Nemaha as well, because they allow you to express what you do. You know, they don't dictate what you do, your belief system.
Exactly. Yeah, that's important.
And that is huge.
A lot of people have been in places and churches and spiritual groups that are like that, where it's one way and that's the only way, and you know, it's stifling. And it actually, like I said, when you cut off from the flow of spirit and your personal relationship with it, you start to die, and it becomes rigid.
Boring.
Yeah.
You look around and people are asleep.
Yeah, or they got that stern face on, like, you know.
Like they're constipated.
Well, I think what we bring to the table as a group is that we allow people to, as long as they do no harm to someone, you know, as long as they're not doing harm to themselves or somebody else or misrepresenting, you know, you can do whatever you want. I mean, if you attract people who believe in what you do and they're healing and they're self-healing and they're getting something positive out of it, you know, we encourage that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, it's not for me to say, hey, Katie, your Reiki's better than my Reiki's better than your Reiki, you know, whatever. Or my shamanism is better than your shamanism. But see, that's not what it's about. It shouldn't be about that.
No.
Ever.
Right.
But I hate to say it, we do live in a society that sometimes creates that.
Right.
You know, in our own community.
Creating competition.
We create competition, we create, you know, no, yours, that's not right, that's not how you do it.
Jealousies and envies and all the bad, negative stuff, when it should be encouraging each other in your practice.
Lifting each other up.
And, you know, I'm a big proponent, because I heard this last week on the interview when we were talking to Juan Oscar, we were listening to the rerun. He says, in our world, our community has created the Emmys, the Oscars, the Nobel Peace Prize, and all these magnificent things that, you know, society thinks it's magnificent. But he says in the holistic community, in the metaphysical community, there isn't that. There isn't, like, recognition for this person who's helped all these people, recognition for healers and stuff. He goes, I don't know if he was saying there should be, but it was interesting to think about that. You know, sometimes we're the unsung heroes in the background that do this work that no one really sees.
Mm-hmm.
So that's kind of cool to know that, too. So
I did. You got light bulbs.
Yeah,
going
I know.
On in my head.
That's why I said
presenting this year's shami is.
This year's shaman is.
Got a shami.
A shamwell. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, he mentioned that, and I thought that was pretty interesting. He said, you know, we need that. You know, we need recognition for these people. These people.
Banquet, you get a 9-row pack of shaman.
And the practitioner of the year is Katie Singh anyway. Here's your toilet paper.
That's insane. No,
okay, but so you know something, you know, nice little.
Yeah, you know, that's the thing is, you know, we kind of have to find our own
niche.
Yeah, and our own recognition for that, too, you know, in our own hearts, and go, I'm doing the work I'm here to do, whether anyone recognizes it or not. I'm following the calling of why I'm here. And I feel more like that now than I've ever felt in my life, that I'm on the right path, I'm walking the road with the right people, and things are starting to come together. So
on the journey.
It's a good feeling. So if anyone's out there and feeling like they're lost or they don't think there could ever be a place where they can be themselves, stay with it, you know. You'll find that, or it will find you. So.
Or you'll find the group of people you fit in with.
Don't pull the plug, man.
Right. At the 6:45 mark on our show, we're going to have Marcus Healing. He'll be on to talk with us about the work he does. So we want to let him know. I see him on cue there, so I didn't want him to.
Can you give us a little brief kind of overview of what?
Yeah, he does all different types of healing works that are more, a little different than ours. So. It's going to be interesting. I want him to kind of share with us what it is, because it's really interesting. I don't know how to describe it.
Okay.
It's just one of those things. He was on our show, like, briefly one time before. So I want to have him on around 6:45, and we have some people who want to do readings, so I want to catch them on them as well. But other than that, we're rolling right along.
Yeah, yeah, we are.
But you guys ready to take some callers?
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Okay. Hello, caller. Welcome to the show. You are on the air.
Greetings. How's everyone doing tonight?
Good. How you doing? What's going on?
Pretty good. Yeah, this is Tony from New York. Yeah, I guess I was calling for a general reading.
A general reading?
Okay.
All right. Give us a second here. Tony from New York. Give us a little second. And if anybody's ready, you can jump on.
Hey, Tony, I don't have my cards with me tonight, so I'm just going to intuit this, but right away I see a polar bear. And in my spirit world where I walk, a polar bear is a very powerful symbol. It's the grandfather bear. It means heavenly beings and spirits are involved in your life right now and are watching over you, guiding you. So I would say just be in tune with that. Be who you are. Be strong in who you are. Don't be wavered in the actions that you know are right. So, and seek counsel and guidance of those spirits. They're all around you. So that's what I'm feeling.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. You have anything you want to add?
I'm getting that there's something that you're worried about. And you need to put that worry aside and put it to rest and let it go from you, because your higher self, your higher source, your higher self has it under control, and it's nothing to be worried about or lose sleep over. So get the worry out of your life.
Okay.
Sounds good. Now I'm going to pull a card for you here, Tony. Okay. I pulled the raccoon. The raccoon's about resourcefulness. You have all the resources you need. So it kind of goes along with what everybody's talking about, something you're worried about, and then having, you know, great strength and doing the things, the right things you want to do. Raccoon is actually also a creature where, you know, if you know anything about raccoon, it's very resourceful. It doesn't have its digestive glands, and it has to actually use water to digest its food and its mouth. So it actually has to break things down. So it actually has to be able to adapt very quickly. And I guess Raccoon is trying to tell you here is that you're wearing a lot of masks right now. And these masks that you're wearing are, people are seeing you maybe not the way you want to represent yourself. And so maybe it's time to take off a couple of layers of the mask, you know, and show people your heart and show people who you are. And show people that you actually have worth, that the work you're doing and the things you believe in are important without, you know, putting judgment on other things or other people. So Raccoon just says, be playful, be resourceful, you know, and just find different ways to express, you know, the heart and the feelings you have inside for yourself, for other people around you, okay?
You need to go out and have some fun, like play some ball or go dancing. Or go, you know, jump around in your living room to some music or something.
Raccoon sure is saying that.
Get some of that energy out of, you know, there's some pent-up energy, and you need to get it out.
Okay, sounds good. Definitely appreciate the advice.
All right.
Appreciate you guys.
All right, my friend.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Yeah, and playing is huge.
I know. You know, we think that children play and adults work, and I think that that's kind of stunted our society here in the Western world a little bit, you know, that we need as much time off as we spend working, you know, and even our work should contain an element of fun and enjoyment and fellowship and things that make our lives complete, you know, or otherwise we've become just, you know, workaholics, or we try to work for this image and this goal that is unattainable. So,
yeah, I have an image of that kind of. I have Snoopy dressed in a suit with a briefcase, and he has this green bubble of him laying on top of his doghouse.
I saw that.
So, I mean, that's exactly what I saw when you were picturing that out. So,
that's true.
Cool. Let's move on to the next caller here. Hello, caller. Welcome to the show.
Hi.
Hi. What's going on? What's your name?
This is Chelsea.
Hi, Chelsea.
Hey. How are you guys?
Good.
We're good.
Good.
Mm-hmm.
Good. I guess I just had a question, just a general reading maybe in regards to like what's coming up for me.
Okay. Give us a little sec here as we shuffle our decks.
That's fine.
Can you pick number 1 through 5?
4.
Okay, 4. All right. I picked the whale card for you, and the whale card is about your soul's path, to honor your soul's purpose. Whales kind of tell me to tell you to, you know, kind of be a little more free flow with whatever's coming your way, to, you know, just kind of like, when a whale is out of water, the whale is out of place. Okay, so
okay.
When the whale is in water, it has a lot of movement. It can bend, and it's like you're talking about a lot of tonnage here, something that weighs a lot. So water is very important in what your read is. Your body's asking for more water. Ask for cleansing with water. Try to surround yourself with water elements right now for purification and cleansing. So a whale wants you to, you know, be flowing and moving with the things. You're going to have some things coming your way that are going to challenge you. And so whales just want you to be able to flow with that. So nothing bad, nothing crazy, but there's always issues in life. But I just feel like, you know, whale says, do what you really love and what you want. And Katie's got a huge smile on her face. So I'm going to move to her.
Because I got the same thing. I got the same thing.
What did you?
Yeah.
Wait, really?
Cool.
Do what you love.
Yeah. Yeah, it says, what do you love? And basically that means speak your truth. Make sure the things that are coming out of your mouth are positive things, not negative things. Do what you love to do, and make sure you speak what you love to do, because you want to attract those things to you that you love. So even if you're in a work situation, don't talk negative about people who aren't favorable with you, or you don't like, or whatever. Always speak positive about them, and speak positive about your work situation, even if you don't like it. Or try to find something good in every situation you find yourself in, and do what you love, speak what you love in that situation. So if someone is speaking bad about you, say, that person will speak good things about me, and to speak good things about them in return, even when they're maybe not doing the same for you. So you spend that energy, make that energy work for you.
Okay, cool.
David,
I
you
need
have
that right now, actually.
good. Well, what I'm feeling, what I'm picking up here is, I got an image of the fox, and the fox for me means to look with. It means that. It's time perhaps for you to look inside and do some maybe internal healing a little bit. Maybe there's something that you've been struggling with for a while that you need to examine and let go of. Maybe it's a forgiveness issue. Maybe it's something else that only you would know. But the fox is also saying, you know, that Mother Earth is with you. You can be grounded through Mother Earth. So get out and, you know, enjoy nature in whatever way you can. Look to your diet too, and see that you're doing the right things for your body, and balancing, you know, your all the things that you need to be healthy, nutrition wise, and also the input that comes in through your eyes, your ears, your, you know, and your senses. Make sure that that's of a healthy nature too. So it's a good time. It's a great time. You've got a lot going on for you, so it's a good time to take it to the next level in your life.
Very good. All right, Chelsea, thank you for calling.
Well, thank you so much.
You're welcome. Honoring self, that's super important.
Yeah.
And that could be the hardest thing for people, is to honor who we are and, you know, feel like we're part of things and, you know, how we fit in. Because so many times there are people who are wounded. You know, they go through life and they don't know where they fit in. And Katie posted that the other day about how you found a place where you fit in.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I thought that was pretty cool. Let's move on down the line here. Hello, caller. Welcome to the show.
Hey, how are you?
Good. What's going on?
Not much. I know there's a lot of changes. You don't have to do a reading on me if you don't want to. I know you have other people to help.
Hey, let me ask you a question, Rosemary.
Sure.
How's things going? Because I know you call our show, good. And we really love when you call. So tell us, give us a little update. What's been going on?
I know I've been doing a lot of changes and for the better. And I know, like, I've been more spiritual. And something, like, happened yesterday, like a huge weight came off of me yesterday. Like, because I said something like, thank God, or something like that yesterday. And the day before, and I said something else. And talking to a friend, and yesterday that happened, and I don't know, something lifted off of me for the better.
Awesome.
That's great.
That's great. That's wonderful. Let me ask you a question. How do you feel about our show?
You guys are great and funny as heck.
Okay.
That we are.
Because I randomly picked a card for you. It said clear the path, so which means work on getting the past hurts and stuff out of your life. So I don't know if that resonates with you, but, you know.
That's a lot of changes I did, like let go of the past and stuff like that. The better
Very good. But we want to thank you for calling in and tuning in with us.
Thanks.
We appreciate it, okay?
Our listeners, right.
I appreciate you guys, too.
Oh, we appreciate you, too.
Awesome. That's good.
That's awesome. I'm
good
glad.
News. I love hearing
I'm glad that. When our listeners empower themselves to become better and to do better. You know, we're just kind of like facilitators in the process, sending information. Then you can kind of reconstruct, disconstruct, you know, the information and use it however you need.
Mm-hmm.
So I find that really interesting, and I'm glad that she's finding the tools in order to, you know, help herself in her life.
Mm-hmm. Right.
She's aware. That's what's cool. You know, if you listen to what she said, you know, she's listening. You know, she's not just, you know, following. She's aware of that she needs to change that. She's aware. So that's cool. That's fantastic. That's amazing. We shouldn't be surprised. Our listeners are.
But it's good to hear.
Listeners are listening. Okay, let's move on down the line here. Hello, caller. Welcome to the show.
Is that me?
Hey, I know this guy.
Hello.
Hi, hello.
What's up, Mutto?
Oh, yeah.
I was just thinking about you.
Yeah, sure you were.
No.
Excuse me. He's part of the comedy relief, right?
Yeah, I mean, sure you were. I'm sure you were. I'm 100% sure you were.
Because I asked Iggy about you earlier.
Yeah, you did ask about him. Yeah, he sure did.
Yeah, well,
I wasn't thinking of you at all, really.
Yeah. Just thinking about your book, your stupid book.
My stupid book.
Yeah, you did write a book.
Actually, truth is, I don't think I've spoken with you since the book came out. I did want to heartily congratulate you for that.
Oh, well, thank you. And really, it's a gift that Spirit gave me to give everyone else, so I'm just kind of passing it on. And I appreciate your words of encouragement and congratulations, because it's you know, for me, writing is like giving birth almost. You know, it's like you go through a process and you want people to connect with what you write. You know,
I'm in trouble then.
So when you have people in your life,
right.
You know, and I've what?
No,
what
please go ahead.
Say? Oh, no, okay.
Todd's still pregnant is what he's saying.
Okay, all right. Well, you will, you know, we start to feel those, when your water bursts, you know you're close.
Yeah.
But anyway, I've had people in my life who say they love me and they want to, you know, but they have never read what I've written, you know, and I don't know why, you know. I mean, if somebody wrote cookbooks or they wrote, you know, a journal on, you know, socioeconomic African tribes or something, I don't know. I'd try to read it at least, you know, to go, oh, I read your book.
You at least.
Might fall asleep in the first chapter.
Because when they ask you what you liked about it, you can say something, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think those Zulus had it going
cover,
on.
I like the cover. I like the cover. I tell you, David, right after that happened, I had a little meeting with Chief Iggy in Nemenhaf Central Command there, or excuse me, Condor Eagles Central Command.
Yes.
And so he said, so Brother Tukro's finished his book, why haven't you finished your book?
Why can't you be like your brother?
Yeah, I tell him, why don't you do your book?
Well, don't let him shame you, man. It's not like that.
No,
so in that spirit, I'm hoping, fingers crossed, I'm hoping I'm going to be back in the big city there next week.
Cool.
Permanently.
Yes. Oh, good.
So I'd like a reading about that. You know, as far as that's, of course, my hope is that's going to be a launching pad to bigger things, including getting my book finished. So if you know, whatever you guys have to say about that would be great.
All right, cool.
Yeah, I've been hoping for good things for you.
All right.
Yeah, me too.
Well, I put turtle for you, and it's about retreat. Okay. Stop trying to make things happen. Mm. Go with the flow. Moving and accepting that things aren't the way they necessarily are. You just have to be more like water. This is kind of like the water with the whale as well. This is about flow and allowing things to have take its natural course. And that's just swim with it and have a good time with it, you know. And Katie pulled a card for you, which is very similar to this one. And you know, turtle is like anything, Todd. If you go in a situation that you're not familiar with, you're going to be kind of like a fish out of water or a turtle, you know, on the beach. It doesn't move too fast, too slow, you know. So you're best at where your gifts are. Like you write, those are your gifts. You're very talented at that. I can't say that I'm as talented as you and David in writing. I'm like one sentence punchline guy, you know, versus, you know, that's about it. But you guys paint pictures with your stories that are just amazing.
Yeah.
You know, I'll sit there and go, wow, this is pretty cool. I almost feel like I'm there. So it's neat. And, you know, I regret that, you know, growing up in this country, I didn't take advantage of those, you know, learning to write because I was struggling to learn how to write and learning how to speak the language. Is a different story, but Turtle just says, just go with the flow, man, and enjoy. And she's going to be about 6 foot tall and blonde, okay?
Oh, she. Now, I picked a card that says, take your time, which means basically what Iggy said. He messed me up with that blonde chick thing, but take your time, go with the flow, be you. You know what to do and how to do it.
Right. Well, for me, you know, I'm doing the intuitive thing tonight. I'm just kind of getting an image in my mind. And the animal that comes into my mind right now is the beaver.
I don't know why I thought that, too.
Yeah, really? The beaver. Now, when you think about a beaver, well, when you think about the beaver.
All right.
Got it. Okay. So.
Settle down up there.
Man.
Anyway,
beaver's
a
beaver is a northwestern animal with a flat tail and builds dams.
That's
right.
That's
amen.
Right.
So we're all clear about what we're talking
about.
That's
what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
I don't know what you guys are talking about. Go ahead.
But anyway, the beaver works hard and, you know, steadily.
Sorry.
Iggy's cracking up here, but okay. So... But also, you know, the beaver is very much about building a home, and constructing that home has to go underwater sometimes to do it, you know, but so submerging into your subconsciousness and finding your space in both in this world and there, too. Beaver moves between two worlds, also hibernates during the wintertime. I'm sorry. But I think you know where I'm going with this, is that, you know, just be steady with your work and believe in yourself, and it'll come to pass for you, I'm sure.
Yes, you're going to do all right.
It's interesting, as I had when I first learned that it might be possible for me to get this place, to rent this apartment to the city, I was moved to make... I wanted to make sort of a promise that I was going to take better care of that physical space than I did of the last physical space I had. It wasn't, you know, it wasn't that it was horrible, but I wasn't a good housekeeper. Stuff piled up. I never had people over because the place was such a mess, you know, that sort of thing. And I want this, you know, this is going to be a place for me to write this book that I want to write. I think it has to be a place that I can be proud of in all respects. It needs to be a place that I could be proud to welcome the Great Spirit in, you know, for coffee. So
absolutely.
I set an intention that, you know, once I get into this place, I am going to take the time to take care of it and make sure it's always tidy and everything is in its place. And I think that speaks to what you're saying about our friends with the flat tails.
Right.
Who are always very
yes.
much about everything being in the right place so that so that they have that that spot that they need for them and for their families. They're very family-oriented animals.
Right. You know, and beavers can change the landscape of the world that they live in. I mean, they can modify
yeah.
rivers. They can, I mean, mm-hmm. that little animal can do so much, you know, and have such a great effect and change an entire ecosystem. So,
yeah, that's what you're saying.
Yeah.
Yeah,
and you may
yep.
You'll change more than just your life. You'll change other people's lives too. But you know, that's
well,
the,
that's, I think that's sort of that's actually the calling, and I hope that that's, I mean, the thing is that I put the words down with the belief that somebody somewhere needs to read them, and,
mm-hmm.
and
yes.
you know, that's why I do it. So
right.
and you know, I know that person who's waiting for those words, I owe them my absolute best effort.
You
even
have a
I
story
don't understand
to tell.
Exactly. Yeah, if I don't understand who I'm speaking to or why,
mm-hmm.
you know, I you know, it comes from you know, spirit gives me those words, and I have to be in tune with that, and I can't be, you know, sitting in a pile of cardboard boxes isn't going to help. You know, it has
mm-hmm.
to be, you know, orderly and everything everything moving in a direction in a pattern. So.
Amen. Perfect. You got it, Todd.
All right, bro.
Yeah, that was good.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And very much looking forward to being closer to my spiritual family. I have missed you guys, you know, a heck of a lot. You're not being around the city, you know, as much, obviously, as I would like to be. So I'm hoping that this goes through. All the paperwork has been approved. It's just a matter of getting I's dotted, T's crossed, deposits paid, and all that kind of thing. And hopefully
okay.
that'll happen by next week. So.
Yep.
Great.
So,
I'll
be hanging around with you guys again.
Make sure you give us your address. You know?
Right.
Oh, yeah, yeah. No, I'm not giving you my address. I think I'm thinking, well, you guys showing up over there?
Right.
So I'm having coffee with the Great Spirit?
I guess you want me to
come on. No, I want you all. We will have a housewarming. How about that?
Okay.
Sounds great.
They come
wow.
over and
you are
sage amazing. And anoint.
This is not. I'm not begging. This is not a solicitation for gifts. I'm just saying, let's have a party when the apartment's open.
Hey, we'll bring a couch, right?
Much love.
All right, let's go to the break, and then we'll bring our guest on.
Okay.
You are listening to WithInsightsRadio.com on the Blog Talk Radio Network. Your free online holistic publication.
WithInsightsRadio.com and WithInsights.com, your free online holistic publication resource magazine for achieving self-discovery and inspiration. Please feel free to explore our daily inspirational quotes and uplifting stories, exclusive interviews with local world-known inspirational leaders.
Welcome back to With Insights Radio. I'm Iggy Garcia, broadcasting here with my two good Chinoon friends, Katie and David.
Hey.
Hey.
All right. Well, we're going to bring Mark McKeeling on, and he's going to talk to us about what he does. Some of you have listened to him before. I think you guys were on the show when I talked to him one time. And so...
Namaste.
Namaste.
I am definitely honored to be back on this show with you, Iggy, and everyone else and all your listeners, and it is my pleasure and honor to share this linear and nonlinear moment with all of creation with each of you.
Oh,
namaste.
Wonderful. Thank you.
All right, Marcus, tell us what you do, because we're all here.
Basically, let me see. I am a conscious walk-in, and I am consciously part of the Drum Dean Council and more. And I am one of many teams that support creation and planets that are choosing to move forward into a higher consciousness state with their own evolutionary process, ascension process, into the galactic community in creation. Sometimes it's planets that's even sixth, seventh dimensional that end up having some challenges that request our support or guidance, and we go in and we assist. We basically have membership from all of creation, which means it's many other dimensions, many all the galaxies you can think of or not think of, even other universes. So basically, like on my recent show that I do a monthly update with Taryn Cressman, where we went on board one of the hospital ships to find out more about what's going on for us, to what's in our best interest for our well-being, to find balance, as well as a lot of people are thinking about, well, what's going on with our DNA? Is our DNA being upgraded? And what was interesting is what our primary guy, Galilee, was that we've had for the past several shows was there. Another scientist was there that has been on a few of our shows recently, as well as someone that worked in one of the operating rooms, which was talking to us. And basically what the two of us do, although our methods is a little bit different, so basically we travel consciously to whatever galaxy, whatever dimension, even sometimes other universes, where they want us to give us the information from, and then we then translate and bring the information back to our Earth plane embodiments and actually pre-record the shows with that information. Mm-hmm.
So is this like a sort of channeling, Marcus?
So it's not channeling. It's basically working with our own consciousness projection. Now, what I was touching on is the person that we met that worked on the hospital ship, that in the operation room, of course, I said hello, you know, and in appreciation and thank you. And they said, of course I'm going to say hello to you, my other realm self. So what does that say to you, Wiggy?
Well, all my relations. That's what it says to me.
Mm-hmm.
So if they're referring to me as their other realm self,
right,
what do each of you think that could mean?
Means that we have multiple selves or different reflections of who we are across dimensions, and that's what's saying to me is that there are there's endless number of me's and you's and Katie's and whoever else is sitting out there as
in
living in different parallel lives, trans-dimensionally, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. How about you, Katie?
That the same thing as what David said, there's a multiverse, and
right,
there's many of us in different dimensions at any one time.
Well,
and
we actually live in simultaneous.
Right, exactly. That being is actually my own higher dimensional aspect of my own soul.
I've heard of jumping.
On that, yeah. So
jumping
basically
dimensions.
I was talking to myself.
Yeah.
I was giving guidance
myself
for
all
myself.
The time.
Right.
Yeah, it's not quite the same, but that's okay.
Sorry,
so,
I'm with me too.
That's fine. I'm also constantly part dragon and part phoenix, which means my universal soul expressions is in a dragon consciousness and a phoenix consciousness that also support creation in different ways, and working together they are in balance.
Hmm.
You just had like a call from the dragon.
Yeah, the dragons reached out to me through several different avenues to begin a journey with them to rediscover some lost knowledge about healing and so on. And they, one night I remember dreaming very heavily and being with the dragons, as walking with them, talking with them. And so that information has been more or less implanted or seeded in me that it's going to unfold, you know, when I'm ready for it. But so
right,
I've had an interrelationship with them for a bit of a time now, you know, and it's an exciting journey that I'm looking forward to taking more steps on. But yeah, so that's
speaking to me. Anytime any of you want to contact me, Iggy has my contact information, so that you know,
okay,
you're free to share that. Let me see. So what we can do is, since the sessions that I do are within linear time and outside of linear time, within duality and outside of duality. So would you, and which means they only take a few minutes, relatively speaking, but experientially it can be much longer.
Yes.
So would you like to see what a session is like?
Sure.
Yes. Yeah.
Awesome.
All right, and then after I'm done, each of you can take a turn and share what you perceived. Of course,
there's
no wrong answer, obviously.
Okay.
We're ready.
So, all right, sit back and relax.
Okay, one second.
Take a deep breath. And breathe in. Feel the rhythm of your heartbeat. Feel the rhythm of your breathing. Follow that rhythm to the core of your soul within. For your soul is the totality of who and what you truly are throughout all of creation. For your soul is expressed throughout many dimensions and perhaps even universes of creation, which is your soul's own choice and journey. To share its knowledge, to share its experience with the true living conscious of creation, which is within our soul. So going deeper within your soul with each in-breath, you feel the living consciousness of Mother Earth and all that she truly is. And within each of our souls, within her soul, as I stated, we is the true living consciousness of creation, of this universe, and all universes of creation. Feel this, know this, experience the true divinity that you truly are, the true wholeness and oneness you are with all of creation. Feel the living consciousness of creation coming from your oversoul. For now, your oversoul is now consciously coming down to integrate with your physical body. 1, 2, 3, now. Further conscious integration, activation, anchoring to the living love, living light, living harmonics, living consciousness of creation itself. Assume the totality of your pranic tube, your divine access alignment, from the oversoul down to your earth embodiment and beyond. So all of your soul expressions are now being filled with so much love and living light that is projecting out that only that which supports your soul's highest good, that supports each of your soul expressions, the creation, and what they're choice and mission is in that respective realm, dimension, universe of creation is supportive. That which is not is your soul's choice to transmute and clear that all contracts and agreements, all mental emotional patterns and beliefs that are not supportive to your forward growth, forward momentum, moving forward, are now cleared with love. Now we bring in the harmonics of creation itself to support us. And with it, we are surrounded with the sacred geometry codes and frequencies and forms. So as creation, sphere of love and light, dragon sight, dragon heart, dragon wisdom, dragon empowerment. Bringing it back into further balance comes the phoenix. Phoenix healing, phoenix nurturing, phoenix new birth, phoenix rejuvenation. Bringing the omniversal collective energetic consciousness felt creation, bringing in angelic love, angelic blessings, angelic support. And this is all further enhanced through the living consciousness of creation itself, of all universes of creation.
Wow. Yes,
so
thank you.
Who wants to go first?
I'll go first. As we started the meditation and the healing and the process, I closed my eyes, of course, and was breathing and feeling myself going deeper and deeper. The first thing I saw was this ever-changing geometric shape of light, and there was almost like a fountain coming out from underneath it. And as we went deeper and deeper, I began to feel that I was sinking into that fountain and flowing outwards and again deeper and deeper and out further and further in all directions, really. And just that feeling of my consciousness integrating with, as you say, the oversoul and the energies that you were bringing in, I felt beyond myself and began to see where you know, I was beginning to need some additional healing, and I just felt very relaxed and at ease. And I also get this feeling whenever I know that I'm getting confirmation from spirit. It's like you get the tingle in your spine or the little goosebumps, you know. So that was telling me that I'm connecting with my higher source, and I could almost with my eyes closed see shapes moving around me, feel like I was being, you know, worked on a little bit too, you know. And I know my spirit guides wouldn't let anything in that wasn't for my higher good, so I know that was something that was beneficial to me. So I deeply appreciate that, brother. Thank you so much.
Mm-hmm. Very good. Katie?
I'm sorry. I got some of the stuff Crow's got, but then when the singing, when you start humming, I lost it. So it just like totally disconnect. So,
maybe it wasn't. Well, that's the bringing the harmonics of creation itself. No instrument.
Okay.
Tell me.
I didn't mean to laugh, but it's just like okay.
She's kind of a laugh medicine kind of person, yeah. Anyway. So. It's good healing for her,
but
too.
I saw the geometric shapes and some of the mm-hmm. colors and different things like that. And so I guess I was on the right track. And then somewhere along the way, I got disconnected.
The train got derailed.
Yeah.
Okay.
But it was pretty good,
yeah.
What I did get.
What you
had? I got what I was supposed to get. How about you, Igmaster?
Well, it was interesting. You know, I got really relaxed. I was really comfortable. And like, all of a sudden, I could feel like these letters, like the words he was saying, were coming at me. Like the letters are feeling at me. He could say the words, and then like, shoot it. And then all of a sudden, I got...
Can barely hear you, Iggy. Can barely hear you.
Can you barely hear me? I started seeing colors.
I could start seeing colors, you know, when I was watching him, you know, so when he was talking. Mm-hmm. And that's, the letters were coming at me, like they were like flying at me. And then everything turned yellow. But then I saw a bunch of shapes, geometric shapes. Then I saw a bunch of people, like they looked really busy, though. They were like moving, like in front of me.
Yeah.
And it was, then it got white for a while. And then it got all different colors. And then when he went to the dragons, when he was talking about the dragons and stuff, I started to feel like a shift, like there's an energetic shift for me. And I was like, okay, that's cool. I was like, I don't know what I was feeling at the moment. I was feeling something. I just don't know what it was. And then he started to sing, started to harmonize. And I felt like people were tickling me. I felt like I was being tickled, like some like little kids were tickling me.
Yeah.
And that's why I started laughing. Which I probably made you laugh because I started laughing.
Yeah, because I felt the vibrations, and then it's like, ugh.
But it was like energy coursing through my body, and it was like tickling me, and I was like, oh, what the heck is that? And at first I thought maybe I was just laughing because he caught me off guard because he started singing or whatever. I wasn't ready for that or whatever. But it just felt like I was being washed, kind of. It's kind of what it felt like.
Mm-hmm.
And then I just relaxed. I relaxed again, and I got composure. But it felt like it was part of the process. Even though I was laughing a little bit, I felt like it was part of it, that I needed to laugh a little bit. I feel a little better. I mean, I wasn't feeling bad before, but I feel like a little more lighter, if that makes any sense.
Yes, it does. Now, each of you, I want you to place your hands, and your listeners, flat against your heart, and then slowly move it outward and see what you perceive that it's different.
Move them outwards, right?
What do you feel different, Nikki?
I had a little pain, like, on my chest, like it was sore. Now it's not so sore. And I just feel like everything's coming out of me. Like, it's going to, like, sharing, like a big opening expansion. That's what I'm feeling.
Mm-hmm.
For me.
Yeah. Katie?
Yeah, about the something like that too. Some more energy, which I do need. Need some more energy.
Yeah, it's almost like there's a fountain coming out now. A release. I'd say there's a release of my heart's energies coming into my aura more. Yeah, it's almost a cool sensation there.
Yeah.
Now. Yeah.
What about you, Victor? You watching the whole thing from the chair? No headphones on?
Yeah, I'm listening to something here.
Oh, okay. Okay.
In the process of singing, I like because I was like relaxed, and suddenly I felt like water coming through me, and like a yellowish light. And when he was singing, I said, "How is this cool?"
Yeah, our friend here who's visiting, he said that he could hear you through the headphones, and you were starting to sing, and then he felt like this rush of water like falling on him. Was that right?
Yeah.
And then he saw yellow, because I saw yellow too.
Yeah, too.
And it was like just opened up like that, I guess.
Mine was pinkish purple.
Pinkish purple.
My colors are always different than other
Yeah.
people.
Well, that's a sign probably of a vibrational frequency that you needed to...
Thank you, Marcus. That's awesome.
Yeah, that was good.
So, do any of you have any questions for me?
Yeah, I was just going to ask you a question, as a matter of fact, if you don't mind. You know, we talk about the ascension of our planet. You know, we feel we're ascending as human beings and evolving. And our planet, too, there's talk about the planet ascending. Do you think that's happening? Is that a necessary thing? And what does it mean to enter a higher dimension in that way? Maybe you could speak on that
a little. It is definitely part of the natural process for all planets. And when the planet itself, which of course, as you all know, has its own living consciousness, as well as each aspect of creation, each animal, even plants have their own form of a consciousness and a collective consciousness, like the trees. All the trees are connected to each other, for example.
Right.
Every stone, every crystal is all interconnected with each other. So it's like you could be holding a crystal, but when you're working with the crystal on a quantum level, you connect with all the crystals of the planet.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you even go beyond that, there, for example, you have your pet cats. I'll give you an example for my cats. I've had two of my primary cats. One of them is a reincarnation of my childhood cat, which, and then when I follow him multidimensionally into a higher dimension, he is a cat person that has his own intergalactic spaceship that is part of the Dromedian Council that works with that aspect of myself, as well as one of my sons who's also there, who's also omnivorously conscious. And therefore, many species on the planet have higher dimensional or higher universal forms, which they are a part. Just like we have higher dimensional aspects, so do they.
Right.
And one thing which is very common is, especially if you are awakened, you can really work with it more so, is if you look at your primary skill sets, your skills,
mm-hmm.
and then you have higher dimensional aspects or higher soul aspects of your soul expressed that are utilizing each of those skills in a much broader way, which you can in the higher dimensional realms. Here on the earth plane, you can't do it as much.
Hmm.
For example, I work in the medical field. Therefore, that aspect of me works on a hospital ship. I also work with communication, obviously, as you know, Leaky, I'm an online radio host, and
mm-hmm.
I'm done working on nonprofits and so forth. So I do a lot of communication work. Therefore, on another dimensional level, another aspect of my soul works on a communication ship. And on and on and on. And that is the same for everyone else. And, for example, when I'm doing earth healing work, for example, and I'm doing very specific work, there's a special room that I would go to work the hologram of the earth. And each of my aspects on different dimensional levels or universes come in at the same time, relatively speaking. And then many others come in that also have earth plane embodiment forms on the earth plane. They come into the room, so we work as a collective group. Quite often, they are on the same ships, doing the same type of work as I am, in each of those different ships or locations. So we focus together as a group with our earth plane aspects that are expressed in earth form, as well as the planet's consciousness itself.
That's awesome.
So I'm just one of many doing the work. It's just that not everyone is consciously aware of it.
True.
Okay,
and they're not all
of
humans. It could be a horse. Could be you know, many other forms.
Dolphin. Yeah.
Yeah. One of our listeners responded too. She said that she saw a waterfall with lots of mist at the bottom. So you know,
we're having pretty common.
Yeah, we have all had like a common theme here. And I want to bring our listener on to the line and see if they want to share what their experience was. Okay, so let's see if they're
sure.
on. Hello, caller, you're on the air. Hello. We wanted to see if you wanted to share your experience with Marcus, with his healing. They could be just listening to. So.
It's okay. So basically, everyone can contact me. My email is innerlightexpressions@hotmail.com. Or on Facebook, it's marcus.healingforinnerpeace.
Marcus what?
Healing for Inner Peace.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Iggy, can you share my links
yep,
with everyone?
Yep, doing it right now. I'm sharing
my bio.
Putting them on the chat room as well.
Okay, that would be great.
Awesome.
Another question, Marcus, too, if you don't mind.
Oh, go ahead.
Okay. You talk about doing work with higher selves and with alternate, you know, in alternate universes and across the dimensions. Are there energies or beings who actively work against that kind of work that you do, the ascension and the progression?
Yes, indeed there are, but they are the minority.
That's good to hear.
But what they are doing here on the physical Earth plane, they have and are doing on many other planets. They are also oppressing. Maybe not exactly the same way as here, but sometimes it's similar. And so quite often, those planets, the planetary consciousness as well as those on the planet, reach out for help to us from the encounter and our allies, and then we go in and we aid and assist them. Because one of the primary universal laws is we do not go against free will.
Right.
Anything which harms the planet would also harm life on our planet.
Mm-hmm.
HARP and the other photon and weapons which they use into our biosphere, which would not only does harm to us, but also can go through portals all around the planet and cause major problems and even destroy other planets, planetary systems, and even other spaceships that are out there in space. So they counteract that with their higher advanced technology so that the negative energies do not go out to cause harm. They also have ways in which they are working on to combat the GMO, because that affects Mother Earth, as well as the many other of the technology which they're using, like the chemtrails, for example. They are working on different technologies that to counteract that. Basically, up to this point, everything which our government is doing to and others to harm any form of life on the planet, to harm the planet, they have developed and are further developing technologies to counteract them.
Good.
Awesome.
So basically, if they listen to my shows, and that's blogtalkradio.com/belovenow, BELOVENOW. And I do my Drum Dean Council updates with Karen Cressman. So that's basically blogtalkradio.com/awakenyourlight. And you can just look her up, www.karencressman, CREssman.com. And she also has very supportive abilities, which are different than mine, but she also works with the dragon in her own special way. So definitely check her out and support her in the work as well.
Very good.
Okay.
Good. All right, Marcus, we want to thank you for spending a little time with us and sharing your gifts with us. Since we're almost down to like 7 minutes left on the show. So we hope to have you back on again next time.
Okay, I sent you a friend request on Facebook.
Okay. You send him a friend request?
That's fine.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Wonderful.
That's fine. So well, we can talk there. And so we'll talk soon. Love
right,
and blessings to all.
Namaste, bro.
Much love and gratitude.
Take care.
Yes.
Yes.
Namaste.
That was pretty cool.
Yeah, that was.
Yeah.
That was really interesting.
That was more of an experience than I was.
I didn't really know what we were going to get ourselves into.
Yeah.
You know, you just never know. You know, sometimes, you know, just. But it was more relaxing than I expected. Mm-hmm. I was like, wow, man. That's why I told Victor, wake up. And when I woke up, he was sleeping.
Well, I think that when we're relaxed or when we're asleep or when we're unconscious of our egos, in a way, that's when the best work can happen. You know, that's
no, absolutely.
Most,
I agree.
Doors can open. The most blockages can be released. You know, and we can do the best, be worked on. We're malleable, you know.
Right.
Otherwise, the ego hardens things like a rock.
Now you know I couldn't really explain what he does.
Yeah.
I still don't know what he does.
There's no name for it.
There's really no really true
name.
Well,
he said walk-in, and when you told me about that, I knew exactly what you meant. You know,
mm-hmm.
That somebody has willingly given up their human consciousness and allowed another consciousness to come in.
So
that's
perfect.
That's awesome.
I was glad.
You know, such a variety of light workers, love givers, and people who are opening up and sharing their own interpretations, their own reflections of that light, that there's just so much resource out there, you know, but it's needed for such a hurting world, you know, that needs to heal.
Right.
So, yeah, that was awesome.
That was nice. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Anything you want to add to that? You're all giggly today. You're even more giggly. It's a Pepsi.
It must be.
Pepsi.
It's made with real sugar.
Yeah. All right, so we're down to our closing thoughts. Closing thoughts for tonight.
Namaste.
Namaste, that's easy.
It's good to be here, you know.
Good to be here.
It's good to be here in this ever-evolving journey called life, you know, and I just want to keep going forward and to keep all the people and things and animals and the world in mind as I do so, you know.
Cool.
Yes, good.
Cool. Victor, anything you want to add? Happy to recharge with positive energy. Thank you. Thanks for bringing it. Appreciate it. Well, we hope you enjoyed the show tonight and got something out of it like we did. Always something. Our guests are always amazing. You never know what you're going to do. And, you know, the energy is always flowing. And good to hear from Todd.
Yeah.
He's calling in. I'm glad he's doing better and he's moving back to Columbus.
Yeah.
And tomorrow we have Lunchtime Wisdom at 11:30. With Mark Matheny and Katie Singing Eagle, but I think you're not going to be here tomorrow.
No, because I'm in class for the next few weeks.
Right. But I will be here with Mark to cover the spot there. And then
my new lunchtime hours at work, I'm going to be 11:30 to 12:30.
Oh, okay, cool.
So maybe I can call in.
Maybe call in for a little. Yeah,
that'd
be awesome. And then on Wednesday, we have the Gypsy Wagon with Dawn Thompson. She'll be on. She'll be sharing her thoughts. And
is that
her
a new show?
It's a once-a-month show where she comes in and she shares, you know, talks a little bit about what she does and has some readings with people. I'll be on with her on that. And then Thursday, we'll have Throwback, you know, Spontaneous Spirit.
Thursday.
So we'll play a past episode show from anywhere from the year 2000 to 2015. So it'd be, you know, be a surprise. And then again on Friday, we have Mark the Rabbit Hole. Mark shares his astrology with everybody and all the things he loves and his special guests that he has on. He has pretty amazing guests. And then we finish up the night at midnight with Mud Toe at Midnight with Todd. Mm-hmm. He'll be sharing he's on there for 30 minutes, talk about who Todd is and what he does and the thing, how he sees the world from a Sasquatch's point of view. So with that, I guess we could say good night to everybody and we'll be back next week. And, with
keep
that,
tight.
Peace, love, and hope.
Enjoy yourselves. Have a good time.
And happy
Ho'oponopono. Enjoy your dragons, because we do.
That's right.
I got some peace and love and yellow and some laughter and giggles. So I want to talk with Marcus a little bit more about what he's doing up there on that planetary shifting. And with that, we say good night. Peace and love. I'm gonna go get some.